Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening broadcast, kicking off the week here, coming off a holiday. Hope everyone had an enjoyable time, that you were able to refresh and recharge and spend some time or at least a meal with those that you love and enjoyed the holiday. So praise God. Today's July 5th. And again, Tuesday evening, thank you for joining us, those that are dialed in and have your hand up for ministry. Praise God. And may the spirit of the living word and the spirit of God be with you this evening. And thank you for those that are joining us online. We bless you for your ears and your hearts to be open to the word of the Lord and to ministry. And I just want the spirit of the Lord to have a place where the spirit can just move as he desires and sees fit for his glory and his honor. As we yield to him and surrender to him and bless his name. So praise God for that. Well, let's just open in prayer before I share a brief word with you. So Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for our nation. Your word says to rejoice with those who rejoice and to mourn with those who mourn, Father God. And so we do mourn over losses, Father God, that have happened this weekend, Father God, in our nation, Lord. We thank you for justice was served swiftly and promptly, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that justice will be served rightfully, Father, in Jesus' name. I'm speaking of the state of Illinois. So, Father, and we pray for those who are grieving and those who need your comfort. God, we lift them up to you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, that you make us a people to bless your name, Lord, and to minister, be ministers of reconciliation to our neighbors and to the community, God. So help us, Lord, to creatively able to share who you are at a greater level and a greater depth, Father God, and reaching, Lord, casting nets for some. God, may be casting nets, Lord. And so we thank you for that, Lord, and just ministering to your people, Father God, and then ministering through them, Father God, for the sake of their cities and their communities and the nation, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for this time that we have together. We dedicate this time to you, Lord, for your praise, for your great grace to come through, Father God, for your people, and for your word to be esteemed and honored, God. And we thank you again just for your great grace towards us and towards this nation. And we thank you for just raising up a standard. God, raise up a standard, Father, and let it be of you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, thank you those who are dialed in during the prayer. We thank you and welcome you in Jesus' name. So last time I was here, June 21st, so a couple weeks ago, I was actually praying for someone, and a word came through about an unveiling. And it's not funny, but the Lord just had my attention on it as John and I were driving to church on Sunday morning. And the Lord just started putting one of the leaders from a church we used to go to on my heart. And I asked my husband if he had his text number, you know, his number in his phone, and he did. And I said, well, do you mind if I text him this word that, you know, I'm praying, definitely praying for him, and I just wanted to start kind of speaking it, if you will, but in writing, and see what else the Lord would give me. And so naturally, you know, I told him who I was. And I mean, first off, and then the Lord, but this is what the word the Lord gave in scripture format, if you will, is 2 Corinthians 3. And I'm going to read 15 through 18 because it started showing me something, even with this word unveiling. I went back to listen to it because I knew as I was speaking it, it was bigger than what I was speaking to that person. And I even said a statement of it's it is something more for the body of Christ, but the Lord's going to be unveiling some things and start to see things differently. And so, and mentioned that the prince of this air has blinded some eyes, but we were going to start to be seeing some things differently. In those two verses there is Ephesians 2:2 and 2 Corinthians 4:4. But this is the verse here. So 2 Corinthians 3:15-18. 15 says this. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. And nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So yes, he's speaking of the Jewish community as well, right? The Jewish believers. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So in one version it says from one degree of glory to even more glory. I think that's in the Amplified. So we are being transformed by one degree of glory and even more glory. So this is how this is happening. And so what I was seeing as and what was coming forth in this word was that the Lord, that there's sometimes we have, I know they were talking about lives, but there's actually right above it, it talks about minds being blinded. If you go to verse 14, that minds were blinded, but then later in the verse, it goes on to describe that hearts were veiled, or hearts were blinded, their lies, hearts, okay? So there are lies on the heart, okay? And partly we know this too because of, and speaking in literal terms to the Jewish people, where they lied about Jesus when he rose from the dead, okay? They said somebody stole his body. And they still believe that, and some people still believe that lie today. But it's a lie that's on their heart, and it's not unveiling things. And so what I think the Holy Spirit is doing, transforming this over here to what I was sharing, was that the Lord's going to be start to reveal to us even and disclose unto us even some things in his word by unveiling things where we might have seen, and he's probably already doing it, actually has been speaking, knowing, even speaking about revelation and the things that have come forth with that, okay? And so how the Lord just unlocks things and unveils certain things where, that we've been blinded to, and one, the prince of this air has, you know, like he can mute things and make things gray or murky for us as Christians, whether that be through the culture or society or whatever the reason is, okay, for various reasons, I'm sure. And then, because there are principalities and powers at work, right? And so, but the things that lie on our heart, right? So if we don't really believe accurately who Christ is, or he's not going to forgive me this time, or no, this one's too far, I'm uniquely flawed. Do you see how some of those things are lies on our hearts? And these are just some things where I've ministered to people where they literally believe that. But in essence, you know, like I might even say to them, so, and just repeat back to them and mirror back. So in essence, you're saying that you feel you're uniquely flawed and that Christ cannot forgive that because your sin is more, is unique and more than what he paid the price for. I mean, you know, so when you boil it out to, hey, like, here's where the truth is, really, then people kind of see it and like, yeah, I mean, I guess that is what I'm saying, right? But they're a little sheepish, but like, but when you say it back to them, they understand it, and it unveils something in them. And so also things when we, this particular person that, and I don't want to say, I'm just trying to be respectfully to this person, because it was kind of a private and personal issue, but it was something that has to do with loss, like there was a loss and a grief, if you will. And I think what the Lord was showing me as I was as I was reading the word in 2 Corinthians 13, is that he was going to, where the Spirit of the Lord is, so when the Spirit comes and enlightens us and brings forth its truth, it actually removes the lies from our heart and it opens our eyes and we are transformed from one degree of glory to even more glory. And I believe that the Lord is going to be unveiling even more things in us personally, not even only at large like he has been with Revelation and end time things, but even more so personally, that we can totally be free, totally be released to the Lord, and totally be used for God to truly have this spiritual prosperity where we are walking and increasing even among those that we labor with and spiritual power and manifestations of his grace and power, right? And demonstrating that as his believers. So there's one thing that, and I do want to pray that over all of us. Let me just pray that now. So Father, we thank you, Lord, for the things that you want to unveil in us, Lord. We want to be surrendered to the Spirit, and we know where the Spirit moves, we follow, Lord, and where the Spirit is, that there's liberty, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for unlocking, Lord, places, even when this person, Lord, that I sent that word to, Lord, that you would just unlock places, Lord, that their mind maybe cannot let go of, God, but unlock the lies in their heart. Let them know when the Spirit is there, there's freedom to release it. There's freedom to let it go, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for the glory of the Lord to move from one degree to the next degree, Father God, in our lives. We invite you and we yield ourselves to you, that you, when we recognize your Spirit, that there is freedom and liberty, and that we even run and soar in your power and in your glory and in your majesty, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord, and how you're moving forward, Lord, because we know the law kills, but the Spirit brings life. So we thank you for the Spirit of life, Father God, to speak to each person in their mind and in their heart, God. We thank you for the release and the unlocking to that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And may we even just invite it. May we have a spirit within our spirit testifying to your Spirit that we invite you to move in such a way in our lives where we have true liberty and true freedom unto you, Father God, for it is of your glory. It is of your glory, and that is your will, God. So I pray for each person as will as well, God, that they would fulfill the will of God in their lives, that they would invite the will of God in their lives, Lord, and that they themselves would have and grow in a true prosperity, Father God, spiritual prosperity, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for unlocking those things. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, you know, the Lord showed me one thing a while ago. I haven't got the whole thing, but this was a while ago. The Lord was showing me in Colossians 2:15, where it talks about the Lord disarmed by the cross. He disarmed, let me see here. Okay, 2:15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So by the power of the cross, I know it's all through Jesus, but there are certain strategies and certain things that we can apply, especially when it comes to the enemy. So but if we see that there are principalities and powers, right, because Ephesians tell us there's principalities, powers, rulers, and I forget the other thing, in dark places, right? Well, the principalities and the powers we know are placed on Jesus at the cross. And because of his blood and the power of the cross, he triumphed over them in Jesus' name. So we can apply When we're having any pressure from principalities and powers, we can have the confidence to know, to disarm them through the blood of Jesus and the power of the cross. Now, when you're going to go into a deeper, any type of deeper spiritual warfare with the rulers and some, I forget the other one, in dark places, now that is going to be a different strategy, and you're going to need a different format, if you will, mapped out in scripture, or someone who's gone ahead of you, someone who's gone ahead of me, and be able to map that out and be able to take authority over that and triumph, and certainly by following Jesus, but first learning his ways and following in that. Okay? So, but just as a heads up in knowing, it's very clear in the word where we see that, that he is, again, through the power of his cross and the blood, he disarmed them. So we can totally call upon his name, his blood, and the power of the cross, which resides in us, that dunamis power, and that same resurrection or dunamis power, to disarm principalities and powers. And we should do that confidently, okay, because there's an unveiling of truth in that, that there's the unveiling to come against and take authority over that, right? And so there might be different things at play too, like, you know, when you have, and I just thought of this now, but when you have wickedness, you know, and those things that are rebelling against God, you know, where rebellion is like witchcraft. And, you know, so you're getting into different dimensions and different, or, you know, I don't want to call them oracles, but different things and how the enemy works and its cohorts and how they unite in their thing. Okay, I don't even have a lot of knowledge on that, as you can see. And hold on, there was a scripture that I got from... And so the wicked means this. So this is what it says. It says, the Lord protects the strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. And so in some ways it says, it's like he frustrates the way of the wicked. So and a wicked is someone who is hostile towards God, or they oppose God, or they disregard the image of God and others. So... So the Lord can frustrate the way of the wicked, and he will, and he does, and we can continue to ask him to do that. But being certain, they truly are wicked. That's where you want to be careful, not in your own judgment, but on the justice of God. Because we want to pray in faith, right? So, but according to the word. Okay, so that is, I believe... everything that I wanted to share. So it was just short tidbit there. So let me see. Where am I? Okay, good. Okay. So Father, we thank you, Lord, as we minister. May it be in your name, God. May you be lifted up, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we do ask, Lord, I do ask, God, from degree to degree that we would receive glory, God, that we would be able to hold in our capacity, the glory of God, Lord, that you might be revealed, God, as unveiled faces, Father God, bringing forth your glory, God, in the image of your glory, Father God. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord to move with freedom, with the liberty, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in the ministry that you ever live to minister, in Jesus' name. Amen. And, you know, it really is the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. One of the Holy Spirit's role is to make sure that Jesus is glorified, the humility of the Spirit as well. But it definitely is a major facet of the role of the Holy Spirit. So praise God. Okay, so we have here caller... 828-989. Good evening. This is Deborah. Is this Jennifer?
Jennifer, yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, God bless you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me pray for you, Father. We thank you for Jennifer, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just bring her to your altar. We thank you for her at the altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I'm seeing signs of, like, butterflies, like they are coming out of this, like, it looks like they're being pushed by air. I don't know if it's the breath of God or some type of whatever the movement of the air is. And multitudes of butterflies are just coming forth and coming forth. And so we thank you for that, Lord. I don't even know if that's just new birth, new growth. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I can get my little symbolic aid here, book. So thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the newness of that, for the life of that, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the beauty that they behold in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And I know I've said this before, but I just sense to say it again that, you know, the Lord is such a good communicator that he doesn't even have to use words to communicate. And sometimes when we are, because we carry his nature and his spirit, and what we do, our actions, is that he can speak through that. So, Father, we thank you again for that. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, even just for connecting times together for her, Father God, from one time to the next time, Father God, that you connect those together, God, even to bring new life. You know, that his life comes, it has a process, but then when new life comes, he connects the two together, like he engrafts them, right? So just like his covenant, he had the old covenant. Now the new covenant has come and he engrafts them together. And we live in the New Testament. And it's not something that we don't go back to the old and try to relive it. And but we understand it in the sense of why it brought us to where we are. And then we're thankful and we live in the new life and in the present life, and then, you know, following and moving forward from there. So I kind of feel like there's something on that, too. Let me see here. I'm not. Oh, this is, I didn't even know this. So butterfly, I thought it had to do with what I was saying, like a new life, but it says change, transformation into freedom. I had no idea it said that, transformation into freedom. So delicate, beautiful, glory, potential, grace, colorful beauty, migrates. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. So it says use this to even cross-pollinate, like in flowers, but that is that because we carry life, we give life to others. You know, that is the vessel that we are. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And so I guess I think the movement in the air that I'm seeing probably is the spirit moving that and bringing that forth. So we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes when there's a preparation, like the Lord's preparing this new life, that like as your eyes are on him, then when it comes across your path, you will begin to see it, like when it comes into its full fruition, if you will. Then you begin to see it and walk in it. And so sometimes we can't see certain things, and it's only because, well, it could be the Lord is protecting us from that and the timing of it. But then also, you know, the enemy does not want us to succeed. So he definitely wants to clog up our path and to blind us to certain things and, you know, just cause all kinds of havoc and disarray that really is not fruitful at all, you know. But that's a side note. I don't see any of that. That's just a side note of awareness. I don't see that happening in the vision or, you know, in this picture expression that I'm seeing. So we thank you, Lord, Father, just for being watchful over Jennifer, God, and what you're doing, Lord, and transforming her into freedom, Father God, and these butterflies, Lord, whatever else they mean and bring forth, Father, we thank you for the multitude of them, God, and that she participates in them, and that they are close to her, Father God, that they are close within her proximity and circumference, God. So we thank you, Lord, that she will be a partaker of this as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That was confirmation. 3 days ago, I found a rock that had a painted butterfly on it, and I brought it home, and I heard freedom butterfly. So that was definitely confirmation.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah. Amazing. That is incredible. Wow.
I didn't realize when I picked it up, it was actually it was red, white, and blue, but I guess I just didn't take notice of that, you know, until I got home and heard that. So
wow,
God is speaking. So thank you.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you, Lord. That is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Right.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that is wild. That's mind-boggling. So, okay, that's joyful. Thank you, Lord, for joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Lord. So, is there anything we can set our faith in agreement with and pray for you?
Just healing tonight. Just healing.
Healing, like, I'm sorry, it's getting water, like a physical healing or?
Just wholeness, I guess. It's physical. I have had a really bad headache all day, and then also just healing from past trauma, and, you know, just to remove all of that.
Okay, yes. And I think the Lord is really doing that, and like maybe even preparing you for it, for even just reading in Second Corinthians, you know, even just what I spoke on, you know, 10 minutes for coming into the program, and just this unveiling for you to walk in His glory, to walk in, you know, that transformational freedom. I do believe that He's leading you there, and even you know, and even when you say that's a confirmation, because I feel like your rock and butterfly is even a confirmation to what came forth today. It confirms that the Lord is leading all of us, but it's evident for you to know that the Lord, you know, was ahead of you, leading you and speaking to you with that insurance and revealing that to you, you know, and then bringing forth the understanding, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord, how you gently and graciously, but yet powerfully move in Jennifer's life, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that she surrendered in yielding, God, and giving you healing, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, and we just pray for every listener, everyone who is hungry to be healed in areas, Father God, to be engrafted into the present unveiling God, into your covenant, God, in this transformational freedom of glory. God, we pray for a release and an unlocking to them, Father God. We thank you for bringing forth the understanding of your word, Lord. Now supply, Lord, just with the key, God, of our prayers, Father God. Unlock those things, Father God, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for the restoration. We thank you for a redemption, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, even reminded the word that came forth, that the things of the past, God, that you're engrafting the present and the future and the healing, God. And the things of the past are not going to be needed. Well, you'll know them and you'll understand, but you'll understand more once you're engrafted into the new. In the present and then moving forward into the future. But the past isn't necessarily going to be needed in any way other than you're going to understand how you got to the present and how the Lord is transforming you, even beyond where, you know, in these areas that maybe you call trauma, and they are, I'm not minimizing it at all, I'm saying that, but I feel like the Lord's going to go even deeper than the trauma, and even deeper than, and maybe even some things even in childhood, go even further than what we expect or what we know, because of the unveiling, it is going to be incredible. But what we need to know is when the Spirit of the Lord moves there, we're not holding on to, and this is for everyone, we're not holding on to lies in our heart or things in our mind that have blinded us from receiving the Spirit, because we limit ourselves thinking that's our identity or that's how we're labeled or been labeled, So I thank you, Lord, for just removing, unveiling those things, and they're on you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll even dismantle principalities and powers. God, maybe people with strongholds over their lives, God, you dismantle that by your blood and by your power, Father. And we thank you, Lord, and may your name be lifted up, so that you can draw all men unto you, Father God. We lift up your name, God. We lift it up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you, too. Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? This is Julia May, right? Hi, Julia May. How are you?
Good, fine.
Good. Glad to hear you. Hold on one second. I just have to make sure that I'm not... okay. I thought I was getting a text from the program saying, okay, so Father, we thank you for Julia May, God, and we just lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for your work, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your work that is graceful and elegant, and that surrounds her, Father. We thank you, Lord, even her steps, God, even her steps. So usually you see people when they take a step, it's like the, so the Lord is in your step. So you see people taking a step, in the natural as like one step and then the next step. But I see actually the Lord being in both steps, like one foot's reached out to take the next step, but then the other foot that's even right there, the Lord is in both of your steps. He is in your step, So that is very congruent to the will of God and to, wow, that is so powerful. So we thank you, Lord, for just being in her every step, even before your foot is off of the ground to take the next step. The Lord is already in the step. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your guidance, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, how you're leading Julia May, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. And let me just see. I've seen actually the number 8 this time, and I think it's been the number last time you were with me. Let me just look up number 8. Oh, thank you, Father. It says teacher, ability to transcend, which that's awesome, which resurrection, new birth or beginning, abounds in strength. consecrated to God, destiny, providence, that would be in your step. Increase sustenance, I love it. Revival and wealth, trust your instincts and intuition. Oh, it says here, upon on eight, like the number eight and then A-T-E, and digesting new information and new insights. So we thank you, Father, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, that surrounds Julie Mae, God, and your presence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for all of it, God. May she receive all of that, God, the increase, the providence, her destiny, the will of God over her life, Lord, and in every step, God, just being graceful, Lord, and watchful over her, Father. We thank you. We thank you for it, Lord, and bringing forth, Lord, new insights, unveiling to her, God, new insights, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, praise God for that. So, yeah. How are you doing at your end of Alabama?
Doing fine, Papa. We're doing great.
Yeah. Good,
very
good.
Jennifer doing great, so doing just fine. Oh, just fine.
Awesome. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful to hear. Now, do you need any prayer for anything?
Just prayer. Just continue to do well and just continue to pray for you and all his children for strength and guidance every day. Just continue to let us keep our focus on him. And like I say, all our stuff, he takes steps with us. And before.
Amen. Yes, let us and before us. Hey, I like it. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for undergirding your believers with your grace and strengthening us, God, with fortitude, Lord, for vigor, vitality for life, God. We thank you for even an increase of joy, Lord, and that you sustain us, Father. And we thank you, God, just for growth and even that spiritual prosperity. God, I do pray for that and come into agreement with that. And we thank you, God, for your manifestations of and demonstrations of your power and manifestations of your truth and spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Good to hear you.
Okay, thank you. God continue to bless you and your family.
Thank you, Julia May. It's very kind of you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, actually, John was not feeling good today, so you guys can maybe at the end we'll pray for those with physical. Okay, so 334-590, and who am I speaking to? Oh, this is this Jayla? Jayla, okay, got it. Jayla. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, joining us this evening. Father, we thank you for Jayla, Lord. We just lift her up, God, to your altar. God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I see you upon the rock, you know, and there's a few things there, but upon the rock. I see you on the rock. And also sometimes, you know, when we climb mountains, okay, sometimes because there's like boulders, right? So we climb the mountain, but and then we're on the rock. When we're climbing the mountain, there's a rock there, you know, or a boulder under the land, you know, it's pretty much that's the rock. And so sometimes when we're on the rock, or he wants us to be on the rock, that's how he's established us to be. And there it says, you know, like our foot doesn't slip, fall, or stumble, but it stays steady upon the rock. However, what I'm seeing here is that sometimes he calls us to jump. He calls us to take that step, that leap of faith. Okay, there you go. He asks us to take this leap of faith where it's, okay, now you're here, you made it, it's wonderful, you took everything in, the scenery, and you made it. And then he asks us to take this leap of faith, and it feels like we're jumping off the rock, you know, and but he's going to be there, and he's going to come through and do his part, but first, you know, he'll give us that instruction, and it's like we know what we need to do, and he'll nudge us because he's encouraging us to be obedient. He's encouraging us to worship him. You know, our obedience is, and it's worshiping him. When we say yes to him, we're worshiping him, and I really feel the Spirit of the Lord on that. And he, you know, and our obedience, so he's going to nudge us to be obedient and to walk in his ways and to encourage us, like, this is what you want to do. You want to do this. I know it might be difficult. You might not be able to see things that you would like to see or know things you would like to know, but there's a leap of faith, and now it's maybe time to just jump. And he will, you know, the Spirit of the Lord will take your hand and jump with you, and he will be there. If the Lord's asking you to do that and to move forward in things that you can't necessarily see or know, but you know his nudging and his Spirit is on that, then you need to trust him. And certainly, you know, it's okay to have a conversation with him for the assurance, but once you get the assurance, then you need to make the movement in the direction that he is, you know, unctioning you in. So, Father, we thank you for this, Lord, for Jayla, God, being upon the rock. That you, I do, that the establishment will always be there. The rock will always be there. And then, you know, like we climb another mountain, if you will, you know, in faith, we climb another thing. And, you know, and so this is our thing, okay? So I mean, this is our walk with the Lord and maturing, and then, you know, sometimes taking other people up the mountain to get to the top of the, to get to the top, you know. So Father, we thank you, God, just for instilling and imparting your Spirit into Jayla, Father God, just the indwelling Spirit of God within her, God, to move her into places of faith, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that this is not done. It's not a work of the flesh, but it's a work of the Spirit, God. And so we thank you, Lord, that she would, and I know there's like a theme, but it keeps coming up in my spirit, to be spiritually prosperous in her spirit, Father God. And we thank you for it, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your glory on her life, God, for the will of God on her life, Lord, and just the establishment, God, those steps and the things that you're establishing in the faith for her, Father God, to build on, God, is precious, Lord, that they're building blocks. And, you know, you, even yourself, obeying and taking that leap of faith, is we are living stones. We become living stones. And sometimes even in doing that, or many times I should say, is we actually find ourselves in our place with the Lord even more so, like way more enjoyable. Like there's this place of definitely being in the Spirit. I was going to say a place of freedom because the Spirit is there, but he's also like enveloping you and your whole personality and all of your being. And it's just a really good place, even with your strengths and your weaknesses. But so much freedom. Like you're not focusing on your weaknesses or what you can't. It's just you're in the Spirit, and it's good, and it's establishing your faith, and there's freedom in it, and you're definitely growing. And again, it's all of you, all of your person is there, right? So we each, as people, as humanity, carry limits, you know, and whatnot. But when we're in the Spirit, with the Spirit, he can establish so much more for us, you know, because he'll take our natural with his super and do fantastic, you know, do exceedingly more than we could ask, think, or imagine. And so we thank you for doing that for Jayla, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Wow. I feel like when you were saying that, it just, like, came to, like, think about, like, well, I would say this, like, in my relationship with God and, like, how he's been speaking to me lately, it seems like it's pretty much been, like, the same thing across, like, the board for, like, everything that I'm facing. Like, and it's, like, you know, to trust in him more and to, you know, to really, like you were just saying, like, have this, like, leap of faith. And it has a lot to do with, like, for instance, like, you know, I live up north. And to me, like, I've been thinking a lot about, like, you know, just being an adult and, like, getting my footing in the world and things of that nature. And it's, like, things that God is calling me to do. It's, like, it's scary, you know what I'm saying? But it's, like, at this point, like, he's closed so many doors and, like, opened the doors in a way that it's just, like, it's almost, like, pushing me to get to the point where I have to, you know, take that leap of faith. And also, in a sense, like, relationally, I've been praying a lot. Like, I've met this guy, and I've, like, been praying a lot about it, like, even from the very beginning about, like, you know, like, God, if this is you, like, let me know. And if it's not, just, like, let me be able to, you know, like, walk away, whatever the case may be. And it's kind of weird, I feel like, because anytime that I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I have, like, this sense of fear. And each time I pray about it, it's, like, this thing of, like, you know, allowing myself to open my heart, but, like, still be, like, knowing to be, like, guardian, things of that nature. And it's, like, that's another thing that's kind of hard for me, because it's, like, anything in my life I feel like where God's telling me to do or something like that, or I feel like I have a nudging, I want God to be, like, so, so clear all the time, like, to give me, like, you know, like, always, like, okay, yes, this is it, this is it, this is it, like, anytime I ask. And it seems like with my life, like, career-wise and everything like that, getting my footing, and even with this, like, God is not, I don't feel like God is giving me that for sure clarity. And I don't know if it's because he's, like, you know, really telling me I need to take a leap of faith and, like, trusting him on a deeper level, but it's like, I'm trying not to operate in fear, but I know that's something that's in the forefront of my mind. And it's kind of hard for me to, like, really let it go when I feel like I, you know, just praying without cease in a way for God to really confirm things to me. And I feel like he's, like, kind of silent, like, not really giving me that extra reassurance, you know?
Yeah. So let me just pray over this. So thank you for sharing that, very much so. And I'm sure everyone listening can relate to that. So, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you because it sounds like the Lord is doing a work in your heart, like he's putting something in your heart, you know, and you're catching it. Okay, you're catching it. But there's something in your mind. And you know, I don't know if it's the prince of this air that wants to clog that up. You know, but Father God, we just take authority over that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, you know, even my word in saying, like, you may not know and you may not see, but when the faith is to come, you know, that you do take that leap of faith, even when you don't know everything, you know, and you can't see all the outcome and all the, you know, and but you move, you know. And even when we moved, you know, we didn't know. I mean, I felt like it was the Holy, you know, unction, and I did it in faith. And when I see the faith and there's like this abundance of faith, I say yes to it, but I don't know the total outcome. It was a lot of work. I mean, it was a lot of work to move. And it was, you know, the transition and the 6 months and the apartment. And so it wasn't just, you know, super fantastic. And so then moving in and then seeing the final outcome and seeing the transition of what the Lord did, then it's like, oh, my gosh, he did so much more along the way. While I was in faith pursuing him, he was coming through for me. Like, he was showing me the steps in the way. And even, you know, one of my prayers was that we would be come out better at this end than we were on the other. And I didn't know how that was going to happen, but it's just something I had this unction to even ask him. And he came through with that. And I don't even know how, like, and I don't even know. And honestly, I don't have an expectation of what that would look like or what that would be. I just knew if you boil it down, it needs to come out better than what we were on the other end of it. Like the aspects need to come together and be better. So it was very broad, very open-ended, and I didn't have any other expectations other than that prayer. So if you have a prayer of faith that you could place before the Lord, you know, so that you can get your mind around that. And, you know, because if your heart already knows how the Lord is leading you and directing you and unctioning you, then, so Father, we just take authority over the schemes of the enemy to delay and to, like, divert. And anything that you're doing in Jayla's life, God, we call forth the will and the purposes of God in her life, God, in Jesus' name. I mean, you can pray in the spirit. So we thank you, Father God, for that, God, and bringing that forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you that her life will be fruitful and flourishing. God, that you would unveil things that need to be unveiled, God, that the glory of the Lord would begin degree by degree, God, and even more glory in her life, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, and we're trusting this, Father, before you, Lord, and we thank you for it, God, that your implications of faith would come forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Praise God. God's really doing something in our lives. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see across the board for all of us, really. So it's very cool. I'm very excited for everyone. I really am. Because God wins. You know, he's triumphed. He is our champion. We're following a champion, you know. So we need to, he's not going to lead us. He's victorious. So we already have the victory. And he's victorious. We're following our champion. Yeah. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks. You too. So I want to stop for a minute and pray. I know I was just saying that a minute ago about praying for those who are not feeling well. So we have a listener, this is one of Rhonda's friends or callers, and I'm just going to stop right here and pray for her. And then our next caller is going to be 731, so sit tight. And then I have three or four more callers after 731. So I'm going to pray for those that are sick. So John, my husband, is not feeling well today, and I have a couple other friends. So someone else texted me while I was here. But this caller here is Patrice, and she's battling COVID at this time. So we're going to pray for her and believe for her. She's not able to call in because of whatever is happening with her phone line, but she is listening online. Yeah, I don't know how to do the call. I don't know how to call switch on the phone line. I've never done that. So, okay, so I'm saying by text. Let me pray for her now. And then if I can open up her phone line later, then I will do that. Let me just say here. Okay, so let me pray for Patrice. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray for healing. For Patrice and for all those who are not feeling well, because I am hearing more and more people are getting COVID again. So I don't know how this keeps continuing happening, but let's pray for Patrice. So thank you, Patrice, for joining us, and we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We just ask that you bless her respiratory system, God, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for her head. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for her respiratory, God, her swallowing, Lord, her breathing, her nose, Father God, her throat, her chest, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for covering over her, God, and hovering, Lord. Your words as a spirit hovered over the earth, God. Just hover over Patrice, Father God, and bring forth your healing and breathe your creative works into her nostrils, Father God. and to bring forth healing, to remove those things, Father God, that are not of you, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and thank you for every fluid within her body be dedicated unto the Spirit, unto the water and the washing of the Word. It would be purified in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would expedite her immune system in the name of Jesus, Father God, and take authority over this virus in the name of Jesus, that it would cease and desist in Jesus' name, that it would not grow, it would not process or multiply in any manner or any shape or form within her. God, we just take authority over that, God, and we thank you, Lord, for blessing her with creative healing. God, your creative nature, in Jesus' name, your creative virtue, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, and we pray in faith and obedience to your word to pray for those that are sick, Father God. So, Lord, we lift up the others, Lord, who are not feeling well, Father God, that you would touch their physical bodies, Lord, that you would bring about your healing, God, and restoration within them. God, restore health unto them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, how they pray and intercede and seek you, that they ask, they hunger and thirst for you, Father God. And thank you, Lord, for delivering them, God, delivering them from any snare of the enemy, from destruction, God. You crown them with loving kindness and tender mercies, as your word says in Psalm 103, Father. We thank you, Father God, for your healing, God, for your healing word to come forth, Lord, to be released unto them, Father God, and to bring forth hope and freedom unto them by your healing word, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, and seal them with your spirit, Father, and watch them, God. Even as they sleep and rest, let it be restorative within their physical body, God, and renewed and replenished in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Amen. Okay, well, I just kind of entered into that. Okay, so praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much for the direction of prayer and to have that by, because I did feel like we were going to pray for people who weren't feeling well. So thank you for sending that, Rhonda. Okay, so now we're back on course here with our callers that have their hands up. So we're at 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you for calling and joining us this evening. God bless you. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Ashley. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, for what you're establishing. You know, and I kind of feel like from the, you know, from beginning, but even, you know, it says the Lord is the Ancient of Days, you know, and even Jeremiah 6:16, I believe it is, if I don't get those numbers backwards, and where he says to stand in the way and look to see which is the good way and to walk in it, but it has something to do with the Ancient of Days, I'm sorry, and so, but look that up, or you might be familiar with that. So there's something from the very beginning that has been established and that is being built upon as well, right? So he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So from beginning to end, you know, it's keeping an account. He doesn't lose track of our story. He doesn't lose track of our journey. You know, it doesn't like, oh my gosh, hold on, you know, this, you know, unless we're the ones who wander, right? He's going to come after us. But even then he knows. He knows our path. He knows our way. And, you know, Psalm 139, he knows our rising and our sitting down. Even before a word is formed on our tongue, he knows full well what we're going to say. You know, his thoughts towards us outnumber the grains of sand. He knows how many hairs we have on our head, you know. So he's made a great investment into humanity by sending Jesus, right, into all creation and creating, right? So the triune God was there in Genesis while creation was being made. And in that investment, he's still involved. And he's most certainly involved in all creation, right? Before, even if a sparrow falls, he knows full well. And because of the value, but yet there's more value on humanity. So there's not, it's not losing track of your journey or track of where you are. You know, it might just be, you know, like when you have a storyline, it kind of goes in a different direction or a different scene, if you will, and you think, well, how does this have to do with the story? But it comes back because then it makes sense later and it all unfolds and then grasps and it's all part of the journey. And that's just the illustration of and the expression of the journey that we walk on, if that makes sense. And so we thank you, Father God, just for Ashley, God, and what you're doing in her life. And let me just go ahead and okay, sorry, I was hearing something outside, but I think it's raining. That's what I think it is. Okay, yes, that is Jeremiah 6:16. It says, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path, some versions say, the ancient path. Where is the good way? And walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we stand and look. And we ask when we come at crossroads, if you will, and we ask the Lord, and he will show us. And when we walk in it, we do have rest for our soul. In Jesus' name. Okay. Just getting this. Okay. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just even, you know, the okay, Titus 3:5. Well, we know that we're not saved by works, but it does talk about the mercy of God washing and regenerating and being renewed by the Holy Spirit, God. So I thank you, Lord, that this should also be a renewed not only by the washing of the Holy Spirit, but the washing of the Word, God. And we thank you. We thank you for that, Father God, the washing of the Word. Lord, in Jesus' name, there's something about the washing of the word and bringing forth like healing. Even, I don't know if it's even physical healing, but bringing forth healing. And I don't know if this, what I'm seeing as a symbolic for an, like a, because the wound could be a physical or it could be of an incident. Of being wounded over an incident that happened. But I thank you, Father God, just for the washing of the word to take place as well, for the regeneration and the renewal. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, just for your power at work in her life, Father, and the demonstration of your grace and your truth as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Getting ready for it to be pretty busy because school's going to start back up in a month, and then I'm starting a new job. So, and I have a volunteer position I'm doing that's just really starting up now as well. So I feel like I'm in a busy time in my life, but I feel like he's using that kind of like how you are praying over me for his plan. Like he doesn't lose track of what he has planned for our lives. So I feel like some of that come in past.
Yeah. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So, let me just pray over your school and your job, unless there's something else specific you would like prayer over as well.
Oh, that would be perfect if you could pray over those things and also the volunteer position I'm doing. So I'm going to be
the job. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the job and the volunteer are two separate things. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just a volunteer position working with. I'm going to be assigned like a sibling group, and that is that are that is in the system, like the foster system, because of abuse or neglect. And so I get to meet with them every week, and I have to write court reports for the judge to inform him about what's going on in their lives. So I just feel like mm-hmm. it can be kind of a heavy thing, and I just want to make sure I'm, like, dealing with that responsibly.
Yeah. Okay, so is it like a guardian ad litem, if I'm saying it correctly?
Yes. I think in Florida, guardian ad litems are actual licensed attorneys, but in other states, they're the same thing. We call it CASA here, court-appointed special advocate.
Okay. Oh, very good. Very knowledgeable. Okay, yes, that's what it is, because my daughter did that here in South Carolina. Yeah, my oldest daughter did it, so praise God for that.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, let's pray over that. So, Father, we thank you for Ashley, God. We thank you for, Lord, just going before her and blessing her school schedule, her classes, Lord. I thank you, God, that even, Lord, you would prepare her to prepare, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for success in her school, Lord. And this verse here in Proverbs 18:15, it says, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out." So I thank you for blessing her schoolwork, God, and the things that she's learning that she can use, Lord, that wisdom to bring glory to your name, God, and to reach whoever she needs to reach, God, in the vocation that you've called her in, Father. We pray, Lord, for her job as well, Lord. We thank you for your favor to be upon that, Lord, that she would work as she's working unto the Lord, God. And we thank you, Lord, just for imparting unto her gratitude, even on those days, Lord, where it's difficult, but she can thank you, God. Just remember to thank you for the things in her job that she's thankful for, Father God. And so I thank you for blessing her, and let the fruit of her lips, let them be fruitful, God. Let her words and be fruitful unto you, Father, even in her job. And Lord, we pray for this volunteer position, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for her heart to serve the community, Lord, to be a liaison, God, between the courts and the family, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would grant her great confidence, discernment, wisdom, and confidence, Lord, to communicate as she needs to communicate, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that when she needs support, Father God, that you would supply support for her as well, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for just covering her and just being, Lord, just that heart and that balance of love and grace and justice, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that she would also reflect your light and your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I think I called into Carmen or LaShawn this past week, and one of them prayed over me and said they saw me, like, gaining more confidence. So I wonder if this position is going to, like, help me to be able to, you know, I have such a heart for children, and going in and trying to advocate for them, if it will help me, like, advocate for myself better and give me more confidence. So, but I know you mentioned that, so that's interesting. Thank you for your prayer so much.
You're welcome. God bless you for being a part of PGN. God bless you. Thank you. Bye. Very cool. God is very cool. Very nice. Okay. Caller 402-214, good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Can you hear me? Sharon?
Yes.
Yes, are you not feeling well?
Right. I lost my voice.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay, let me pray for you. You don't have to talk. Let me just pray. So, Father, we pray for Sharon, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we just lift her up to your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her life. And I actually seem like a cocoon. I don't know if he's, like, even cocooning your voice, but the Lord's doing a work doing a work. So I've seen a cocoon, and I don't know, like the, so obviously I just seen the cocoon, you wrapped in a cocoon, and the Lord, so the Lord is doing a work in there. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray over her physical being. God, we ask for restoration, God, and redemption and restoration to come to her voice, God. We thank you, Lord, for helping to ease the vocal cords, Lord, that place your balm and your honey of your word, God, on her vocal cords, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for the restoration and redemption of that, God. And we thank you for her family. God, we thank you how she prays and intercedes, Lord, and Lord, that how your word, shows us that you are mindful of us, God. And so let her find, the meditation of her heart and mind upon you as well, God. And even as we pray, as your word says to pray in Philippians with prayers and supplications and thanksgivings, letting our requests be known, and he will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, God, for guarding her mind, Lord, and that she has fellowship with you and her thoughts and that exchange there in and through her prayers, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, for the meditation of her mind, guarding her mind, that she has access to the truth in her mind, God, and just that, again, that fellowship of how it's thought to thought, God, your thoughts to her thoughts and her thoughts to yours, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for that exchange and for her recovery again, God. And we ask, Lord, that you would move upon her, God, and that she would see even your healing, Father, even if they're increments, Lord, but she would see it, the restoration and the coming and the renewing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was good. I kind of feel like I'm in a cook. I want to just, curl up. And kind of just rest until I get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just weird. The weirdest thing. I mean, it was horse days. But I was coughing so much. And then the next day, nothing. No voice at all. And it's been like 3 days. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
I wonder if I broke, my vocal cords from coffee. So much.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Weird. But thank you.
Yeah. I have heard of people like having a virus it happens, like a type of, anyways, yes. Well, you take care of yourself. I won't make you talk. But thank you for calling in. God bless you. And thank you. Thank you. Okay. Get some rest.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. God bless. Bye. Okay. So now our next caller is 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Evelyn from Texas.
Oh, hey, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing better. I'm just getting over COVID.
Okay, yeah, because I think I prayed for you last time. You were, I don't know if it was the surgery. I know I prayed for a surgery, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
Did I pray over the COVID as well? Did I know you had COVID?
No, not that. I didn't have the COVID on last time. It was the hernia that I was, you was praying over to dry it up. Yes.
Okay, okay. And did everything with that turn out okay and improve?
Well, actually, I'm still believing God, for the hernia to dry up. I'm still believing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we'll pray for your physical health as well. Okay, let me pray over you. Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, we've just come before your throne. God, we thank you, Lord, as we enter in, Father God, that you say to us, says, let us draw near, God, Lord, with confidence, Father God, to your throne of grace, for so that we find grace and mercy in our time of need. So we thank you, God, for the abundance of your grace and dispensing your mercy, God, upon Evelyn, Father God, and her household, Lord. We ask for your mercy, God, in your compassion, Lord, to be upon her physical body, God, and to bring restoration and renewal, God, and the places, Lord, with the hernia, God, that need to bring forth complete healing. God, we ask this to happen and to take place, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and speak to her body and command it to cooperate with the word of God, to cooperate with healing the way that it's designed to heal, Father, and to respond to healing, Father God, in Jesus' name, God, and even the COVID, Father God, we kick it out, we kick out COVID in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, just expedite her immune system, God, to respond to the word of God, to respond to a word of healing, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Isaiah 58, God, that her healing shall spring forth speedily, Father God, and be upon your wings, Lord, and cover her, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord. We ask that it come forth for your glory and for your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, just bringing Evelyn before you, Lord, and her person and her spirithood to you, Father, and asking you to reveal what it is your desire to reveal, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for sustaining, God. We thank you, God, for lifting her up, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for lifting her up, Father, and elevating. Oh, he's elevating you. Okay, so I've seen, when I said lifting you up, it was like they were shoes, but they were they were heels, but not heels. Heels like a wedge, so that your heels is higher than, so you're being elevated. So we thank you, Lord, for elevating her, Father God, and we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for the places that she walks and that you prepare her to walk in, Father, that she is elevated, Lord, that her footing is secure and solid, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I do see, like, where we were mentioning a little bit about joy and joy being our joy is our strength in the Lord. And I do see that, not that you don't carry things in your soul or concern yourself with certain things, but I see a joy that you have in the Lord. So we thank you for that, Father God, and the Lord just shining, you know, there's a light on that, and him revealing that in a sense where he's acknowledging it. So we thank you, Father, just for grace, the grace to see that, Lord. And thank you, Father. Let me just pray in the spirit. Andarakiatara Shambarakiatara 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 You know, when the Lord brings us places, the things that he has imparted into us, which we all experience joy, right? We all experience his light and his spirit and on all the natures of the spirit and the fruits of the spirit and the fruits of righteousness. But, you know, there might be certain things where one has more of an emphasis than another, or the way our personalities express it. And but I see where the Lord bringing you and having this joy, this natural expression and joy for the Lord is, it's really like that in itself is a light to other people. So he sends you in these places and the grounds and the places that you walk on so that, you know, he knows what the people need. So as you demonstrate, and you're just really just being yourself, really, but mindful, you know, mindful of the Lord and being yourself. But these other people need joy. They need to see that you are holding on to something that's lasting, that's real, that's evident. You're giving evidence to it in your life, right? Where another person might carry more light in their life, you know? And so sometimes, and I want to say this not for myself and the sake of myself, but to demonstrate something in the spirit here, is where I've had people say, oh, I can see your light. You're very, like, I can see something on you, or I can see your light. But I've also had people say to me about my light, like say, oh, your chakra. Like they will use New Age terms. And so really what the Lord is doing is bringing me to those people who see it, okay, who understand a spiritual realm, but they're not regenerated themselves. And so he uses me to speak into their lives, to show them and to reveal they have faith in a counterfeit. And you can have the real thing, you know. So there's an element there where the Lord emphasizes his spirit within us, and yours is joy, where you go, you walk on this ground and you're being elevated, but it's because the Lord knows what's in the hearts and the minds of the people that he's bringing you to. And so when you release that, it should be free-flowing, you know, and but it is to demonstrate and to articulate where your joy comes from and being that element to him, if you will, and using that to minister, using that to reconcile the other person, you know, using it to evangelize, however you want to say that, you know, but using it, that element that people comment on, you know, for the glory of God. You know, some people say, wow, your story or whatever, there's so much strength. Well, then that's where you go. Like, if that's your natural flow, and the Lord seems to emphasize that in someone's life, then that's how you use it, because he knows the hearts and the minds of the people that he's brought you to, right? So we are an aroma of Christ, even to those who are perishing. So if someone's perishing, we want to... We don't want them to perish, you know, but they're having a glimpse of joy. They're having a glimpse of light. So we need to speak into. We need not delay. We need to know how to ask people. Are you and just to dive into the spiritual things in a very comfortable way? Like, oh, are you a person of faith? Well, okay, and then they're talking about, but truly, what are you putting your faith in? Like, in going to deeper conversations, even with, you know, with joy, however it is, and being totally yourself. But we need to be mindful. Our time is short. We need to redeem the time. You know, we don't know how much time the other person has. We're redeeming time. Yeah, so praise God. So we thank you, Lord, for continuing to elevate her, Father God, on the ground that she walks in, God, for your joy, for shining your light on the joy, Lord. And we pray in advance for the hearts and the minds and the souls of those who need to yet receive you, Father. Those who need maybe just a tall, refreshing glass of water, God, of joy, Lord, to be renewed in their soul. Spirit, with the joy of the Lord, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for being with her, embracing even her speech, Father God, anointing. Lord, let, as we were praying earlier, God, the spiritual prosperity, God, for the manifestations of true truth and grace and your power displayed in her and through her, God. And even with our words, Father God, even anoint our words, Father God, with power and manifestations of your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you know what? You're definitely on target. You know, the Lord has given me the joy, you know, the joy. And I love to speak joy into a person's life. And at this particular time, God is doing a shifting. He's shifting me in a different area, more of a one-on-one, because I've been on a lot of prayer lines in the name of Jesus. And it seems like I'm getting like a burnout, you know. You know, being on the prayer line, I don't know if that's such a thing as a burnout. And it's like God is wanting me to be more on a one-on-one. Like you say, we have to redeem the time because the time is short, you know. And on a prayer line, you might not can minister to a person on a one-on-one. And this is what I think God is shifting me to right now, you know, a one-on-one, you know, speaking joy into a person. And like you say, redeeming the time. Because the days are short, and I'm always saying that in my prayer time, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, this person need to get saved. I need to speak into this person's life, you know, and I'd be so concerned about, you know, salvation, you know, and them having the joy into their life. So I thank you so much for that. I just glorify the Lord, and I thank God for you in the name of Jesus, and I pray the Lord continue to use you in an awesome and a mighty way.
Oh, well, thank you. That's an awesome prayer. Amen. And, you know, I just want to say, when you say you have this unction to shift, I think the Lord is showing you where your effectiveness is, that you are, Yeah, like to be, you know, and the effectiveness. And you might just need a little bit more of that sounding board of that place because, and not that he can't shift you back to the other one, but and grow up, but definitely showing you, you know, a place of effectiveness for you. So praise God. Praise God for that. And how you minister. So.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you. You really hear from God. And I thank Sister Rhonda for giving me your number way back, you know.
Yes, me too. It's delightful to hear from you and to meet you via phone line. And Rhonda is really a sparkling gem to all of us
in the river of God.
So, yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well,
God bless you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Praise God. That's so sweet. All right. 847-239. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Hi, Stephanie. Oh, Illinois now. Did you live anywhere near where those shootings happened?
Maybe like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, kind of.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how, is there anything that you can share with us, like where you are, like an overall view of how the community is doing or?
I don't really go to that community, so I'm not totally sure, like, how they're doing.
Okay, so it's just mostly stayed within that realm of that community, and then you're just gathering the same things we're gathering from the...
Yeah, basically, yeah.
From the news. Okay, all right, thank you. And we did pray for that earlier, so... Thank you. Okay, I just thought when you, as soon as you said your state. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let me just pray over the state of Illinois. Father God, we just lift up the state of Illinois to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that the enemy's residue, Lord, your word says to overcome evil with good, Father God, and to hate what is evil, Father God. So we hate this wickedness and this evil, God, that's taken place, Father God. And we just pray that the community and ministers and ministries would, in the spirit of love, faith, and hope, would minister to the people and to the community to be a light, Father God. And we thank you for your comfort, Lord, being imparted unto them, Father God, in Jesus' name. And again, Lord, we thank you for justice, swift justice, and the resolve of justice as well in this particular situation. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that, God. And we ask, Lord, for Illinois, Lord, to become healthy and strong, Father God, and that you would dismantle principalities and powers by the power of Jesus and the blood of Jesus over this state, Father God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God, for the needs of the people to be met, that the needs of the people to be met in Jesus' name, body, soul, and spirit, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that even, I'm not sure how, God, but maybe even there will be truly ministries that are effective for trauma, God, and community trauma, God, effective, Father God, and effective in righteousness as well, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, coming alongside of other, yeah, Lord, join that together, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for even if it's a threefold cord to minister to trauma, God, we thank you, Lord, for establishing that with faith, hope, and love in Jesus' name. So we pray for Stephanie, Father God. I just looked her up to your altar, God, in Jesus' name. And so I've seen like a megaphone thing. Okay, so Father, I thank you, Lord. I don't know if you're amplifying her voice, amplifying her effectiveness through her voice, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know where it says, let our prayers be effective and availeth much. So thank you for that, God, for just for that thing that's on her voice, Lord, and the sound of it. Father God, and those that will hear it, Lord, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for amplifying, Lord, that megaphone and amplifying her voice, Father God. Let it be done. So I see it. So it is in heaven. This is, we're at the altar of the Lord. So, but, you know, what is done, established in heaven, let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? So things that are established in heaven. So there are things through your voice, through your words, your speaking, your prayers, you know, maybe even ministry is being established in heaven. There is going to be a place on earth, because it's only natural the two are reconciled together. Even when you read scripture, Jesus talks about in Colossians 1:20 how he reconciled all things unto himself, and it says whether they be in heaven or on earth. And then there's another place where he talks about things coming up under him, whether in heaven or on earth. So they all belong to us because it's his creative nature and he created it. They belong to him and they're going to be unified, right? Because he's basically like he is unchanging in all of his ways. And so what's done on heaven is going to be done on earth as well. So there's definitely going to be a place for this. I see the establishment of it happening and at the altar of the Lord in heaven. So I don't know if this is already, if you would know, but if it's already seeing it manifested or displayed on earth. But we thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers. We thank you for moving on her behalf, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for even victories, like even shouts of victories in Jesus' name. And declare things that are declared and decreed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you for even proclamations in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name. And hold on. Thank you, Lord. And so this thing that you're holding that is amplifying or magnifying your voice, it is not electronic. Like when you see like, the police use the thing to break up a crowd, they push the button and then it's like a microphone like that. It's not that. It's one of the old, like an older version kind where you just put it up to your mouth and speak into it. And I was just inquiring of the Lord why that was, you know. And so I think the Lord is really wanting you to know that he is equipping you. And he, what is inside of you, what is coming out of you is what the Lord has dispensed upon you and gifted upon you, and that he is equipping you, that you don't need, while he's going to amplify your voice, right, and being heard, you don't need anything outside of you to help that happen. I don't know if this makes sense. Like, not that you would never speak into a microphone, maybe. You know, there might be a time where it's calling you to speak into a microphone, but it's not, he doesn't want you to rely on other things to bring forth what he's going to establish and what he's going to bring forth, because he's equipping you. It's within you, and it's very personal. So there's a very personal fellowship and exchange that happens for you to be dependent just solely upon the Lord, and then you receive the outside circumstances and how they come and the conditions, but knowing, okay, I have the Lord, he's equipped me, he's established this in me, and now I'm going to bring it forth, and that you're not really relying on the conditions of any outside sources, which is really beautiful, because the Lord can just move you and magnify you to whatever degree he wants, because you're just humbly really just following him. You listen and obey, which is just simply following him. However he wants to magnify that or stage that or display it, if you will. Okay, there's metaphors there, but they could be twofold. That, but the Lord is going to do that, but you'll have that confidence in knowing he gave this to me. So it doesn't matter, hey, you know, all of a sudden the conditions go array. Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have to go array. You're solid with the Lord. Do you see what I'm saying? And you're dependent upon him. You have that assurance, and he's going to come through because he's equipped you. So praise God for that. That's beautiful, really.
Thank you. I appreciate all your prayers.
Absolutely. Is there anything specific you would like prayer for?
Just being like a lot more intimate with God and like depending, yeah, like what you said about not depending on external situations or like just anything, okay, but just like really letting God like take control and do what he needs to do.
Okay. So thank you, Lord, for bringing this to pass, Lord. We thank you that you are working on it, God, that you are now you're displaying that it's being worked on earth as it is in heaven. God, so we thank you for that confirmation in some sense, or spiritual confirmation there in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, because internally, Lord, I pray for her intimacy with you, God, and you speaking to her, God. I thank you for even speaking to her spirit and speaking to her soul, God, that she would be able to discern the word of God. As it says in Ephesians, Lord, that it's sharper than any two-edged sword in discerning into spirit and soul and dividing the intentions and thoughts of the heart, God, that it's so closely knit, God, but it's able to discern the intentions and to divide the soul and spirit, God. So we thank you, God, for equipping her to know how to do that, Father God, and helping her in the moment, Lord, when she's outside of the prayer closet, outside of her intimacy with you, that you still reside in a secret place within her, Father God, for her to be able to tap into that and not, seeing outward conditions, but relying on the spirit within. And we're all, that is a very unique thing, because I can sometimes be like, oh my gosh, like in my mind, or the enemy will bend my, oh my goodness, you know. So it's definitely a learned skill. But I do see this happen. So I thank you, Father, for the glory of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, let her celebrate. You know, the word says we're overcomers. And I was just remembering what's his name used to say all the time, Kim Clement, overcomers. You know, it is at the end of the day, this is what he used to say, at the end of the day when you put your head on your pillow, if you overcame something, rejoice in the Lord that you overcame that and thank him. Thank you, Lord, I overcame that. Maybe it could be like, hey, I didn't say anything about my neighbor's dog while it was barking for 20 minutes while I was trying to take my quiz or whatever, you know, or whatever it might be. You know, I didn't get frustrated waiting in line or behind that driver, you know, or whatever you can celebrate that you've overcame and thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that today I overcame this and I'm an overcomer, you know, by your grace and by your spirit, and that we're unified. I want to be unified with you. And so, Father, and doing his will, when you want to do his will and ask him for his, I want your will to be done in my life. Lord, let your will be done and show me and speak to me and lead me. And even that in itself will, that will tether you. And he'll start moving you. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Yeah, just a couple more callers and then we'll need to end. So 817-894. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who is this?
Okay, great. I'm sorry. This is Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori, thank you for joining us. Are you calling from Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, let me just make sure I didn't miss anyone up to you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Lori, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for blessing her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for, you know, just his wisdom and discernment. And maybe you think differently than other people, or not commonly, not necessarily different than other people, but it's not like the common thought, like you just have a different perspective. I know I'm like that. Or however that's that processing, the processing part of it is maybe a different fabric. So, Father, we just thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for just blessing how she processes things, Lord, that you've hardwired her. God's like hardwire and, you know, software. God takes care of both things, you know, and he's hardwired us a certain way, and it is to bless his name. And why other people might think, like when I used to first prayerfully prophesy over people and share and stuff. Some people in the church used to say, and leaders, that wasn't the Lord, and that was probably more for you than, and it was just confusing to me a little bit, but it also felt like it was a maze. And then it also felt like they were wanting me to conform to a certain image. And I knew that I was just simply listening to the Lord and sharing what I was sharing. And I knew even in my natural life that people will say, oh, that, like if you share a story with me or share a circumstance, they'll say, oh, that's, and I'll share my opinion or my perspective. Oh, that's, you have a very different, you think things differently than other people. I've literally had people tell me that. And you, you have a different perspective. I hear that a lot, and I've heard that over my entire life. Well, now I've learned that, and in that, being hardwired that way, that is how I prophetically see things, and they come forth through that, you know? And so that is all of the Lord, you know, and the Lord preserving what he's given me is going to preserve how he's going to use you and function in it and move in it. Because he's actually developing it. So when we just stay true to who we are, the Lord is actually developing that within us to be used for him. And, you know, maybe nobody else can map it out. You know, we can't map out. I'm not going to set up a system that says, and with my own verbiage, this is how you prophesy and market it. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's not supposed to be done that. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in Lori's life, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, just for the processing, Father. In Jesus' name, let me just go back to that, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And how she communicates it, Lord, and for the wisdom and the discernment in it, God, and even the determination that the process isn't wrong, and the determination to just stay in it, and not necessarily pridefully or spitefully, you know, but just with a confidence or absolute, and like, hey, I know how I process this. And not that like our flesh or our pride is never going to get in the way, because it will. But knowing, because knowing in those times when it does, or repenting later, it actually helps develop our gift even more, because it says we're yielding to the Spirit. Okay, I see where I did it wrong here. And kind of like when I was just saying to Stephanie about the word of the Lord discerning our thoughts and intents of our hearts, you know, because part of 2 Corinthians 4, 2, I believe it is, where it talks about renouncing the things of the past, of shame, of craftiness, deceitfulness, of handling the word of God wrongly. But then it says, at the latter part of that verse is where I'm highlighting here, is that it says going to great lengths to have a conscience before both God and man, and these manifestations of truth come forth, you know, because of that, because we go to great lengths to just stay honest with ourselves before the Lord. And that is part of the process. And both sides of the process, the hardwire part of the process and the softwire part of the process, and you as well, I see. So, Father, we thank you for that. And then there's something like, it's just like, I keep saying this when I say even process, it's like this thing, it's processing and processing, and like these papers are coming out where it's processing, and it's like that's so much information, informative and information and processing. So I thank you, Lord, for just everything that you're developing, God, instilling and parting and processing the information, the instructions, God, I'm not sure, information seems more true. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and bless her in that, Lord. Let it be fruitful, Lord, and help her to navigate through this, Lord, relationally and functionally, Father God, and practically, Father God, that like just as I had to walk, go through a maze, Lord, for where it was accepted, where it was like, because you were leading me and you were blocking those things, Father God, because that's not where I was to land, Lord. So you knew it, Father God. You knew my steps and my way, Lord, as you will with Lori, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I do feel like I have a lot of information and really rely on God to help me think through things and look at situations. And I've really grown, I think, in the last few years, especially just in my knowledge of God and Christianity. I mean, I grew up in a church, but so many things weren't even ever talked about or discussed or until, you know,
yeah,
the last, you know, things I've discovered on my own through different resources and places and things. And yes, and I guess just in all things, I'm just praying he guides me, leads me, that I, you know, that I keep my eyes on him, that I hear his voice and, you know, see the things he wants me to see, and that, you know, I pray for his will and his purpose, as you said earlier.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for the fruitfulness of this, God, and let the will of God come forth and the purposes of God come forth in Lori's life, God. And we thank you, Lord, that she is even asking, seeking, and knocking for that, God. And we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's just fruitful, God. Let it be fruitful in her life, God, the Holy Spirit fruitful and the fruits of righteousness as well. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to snag this last caller. So thank you.
Okay.
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, 608-960. Thank you for calling.
Hey, it's Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. Thank you for calling. Hey, I'm going to mute you and go ahead and prophesy, and then I'm going to need to end the program. Okay, thank you for joining us. God bless you. I can see that I'm a little bit over time. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon. Father, and the reason I left is because sometimes I don't pay attention to the time when I pray, and I just thought, I just have a minute, so I have to pay attention, but I'm going to dive in here. So, Father, I thank you for Shannon. Lord, we just bring him to your altar. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, just for fulfilling your promises to him, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we lift them up. God, we lift them up, and we pray in agreement. And surround, God, that you regenerate these promises to him, Father God. Regenerate the word of the Lord that's come forth, God, both rhema and logos to him, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let them come forth, Father God. We ask, Lord, for just a cleansing and a rain to happen on that, like these promises, like being like those little sponges where you add water and then they grow and they multiply and it comes, you see the full picture. It's just like this joy. It just expands. It expands into the full nature and what it was intended to. Let the promises of God expand into the full nature of what you've intended them to be, Father God, and the outcome of them in his life, Father God. We set our faith in agreement with that, God, and call them forth, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for setting them in place, setting them in order, for supplying the rain, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that through his patience and faithfulness, God, the promises are fulfilled, Father God. So we ask for the fulfilling of the promises, God, to be displayed and manifested in his life, Father, in Jesus' name, God, and begin answering his prayers, Father God. You've developed his prayers, God. He sought sight on his prayers, Father God. Now we ask, Lord, that you answer his prayers, Father God, and we thank you, God, for regenerating your promises over your word, over his life, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, amen. Glory to God. Hey, God bless you all. And thank you for joining us, and shalom.